Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Moses for Zion's Poor.
As the eternal Son of God, Christ alone has the authority to enter into the presence of the Father, being a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. As a sinless man, he was the perfect sacrifice, needing not to sacrifice for his own sins. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law, that is, in the chronology of men, since he was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, maketh the Son who is consecrated forevermore. The Mosaic law, while glorious in its own right and purpose, has no power at all to deal with sin itself. For Paul says, it was weak through the flesh. Any coded law to which man is subjected must of necessity condemn him. Because men are sinners, lawbreakers, and those who by nature despise the commandments of God. They are not made to be sinners by the law, but it is through the law that their sin is made manifest. The descendants of Jacob were a blessed people, because unto them were committed the prophecies and truth of God. Unto them was made manifest the law of Moses and the remission of sin by blood. The Gentiles, on the other hand, were left in ignorance of these things. Yet they were all still condemned sinners because they despised the law written in their hearts with the same passion that the Jews despised the Mosaic law written on tablets of stone. The Jews were sinners under the law, and the Gentiles were sinners without the law. There is no law given which could give life, nor is it possible that an outward adherence to any law could ever cause a man to be justified before God. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. The only thing that the Mosaic law could do is reveal sin and manifest the just condemnation of all who were made the subjects of it. Because of that, the sacrifices which were made by Aaronic priests had no power over sin itself. In fact, their offerings, which were made for sin every year, only served to remind men of sin, and could in no wise give the guilty conscience peace. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. In order for a man to be made free from sin, it is necessary that sin itself must be dealt a death blow. It is not enough that a religious ritual be fulfilled in the activity of earthly priests. No, the axe must be laid to the root, and the guilt of the sinner must be removed, both in the heavenly record and in the sinner's conscience. This is reconciliation. The Lord Jesus Christ has satisfied the law in the behalf of his elect sons and has removed its power to condemn them. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. On the one hand, the sons of God have never stood in need of justification, since they were loved and approved in Christ before they were ever made the subjects of the law of sin and death. But it pleased the Lord, in order to demonstrate the riches of his grace, to put them under that law for a season, for the creature was made subject to vanity. On the other hand, they have demonstrated their own rebellion against his lordship. Yet because they are his sons, it pleased the Lord to deliver them from the law's condemnation. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Christ Jesus the Lord is that better sacrifice. He is both just according to the law, which he gave to men, and the justifier of all those to whom he is pleased to give the gift of faith. He has satisfied the law in their behalf, being made sin for them, and he has made them righteous according to the same law, by imputing to them his perfect righteousness. They have no more accusers. But he is also a better sacrifice, because he has taken away the guilt of sin in the conscience of those whom he has given grace to see him as the only Savior of sinners, that one who is to them a perfect sacrifice, beside whom they desire no other. As he is pleased to reveal Christ in the gospel to their heart and mind, they are made to rejoice in his absolute sufficiency, and cleaving unto him, they forsake all others. Christ is all.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.